Ohio voters didn't head to the polls Tuesday, and it's still not completely clear when they will. The Secretary of State has issued a directive setting the date for in-person voting as June 2nd, but state lawmakers appear ready to weigh in on the matter when they return to the Capitol. Aaron Sellers and the rest of the staffers at the Franklin County Board of Elections had quite a night Monday.
You know, I've told some people, it's certainly like no election that I've ever prepared for.
The board spokesman is reeling after the election went from on with precautions to off to back on and then off again. Now election workers are getting on with picking up machines and preparing for a possible makeup election day. And lots of ballots have already been cast. Sellers says almost 50,000 people in Franklin County already voted by mail or in person at the County Board of Election.
Those ballots and all the information and zip drives and all that stuff will be stored in a double lock voter vault that would need a Republican and a Democrat to enter, and it will be there for safekeeping until those votes can be tabulated on the 2nd.
Under a directive issued by Secretary of State Frank LaRose, the window for registered voters in Ohio to request absentee ballots will reopen until May 26th. Voters who weren't previously registered for the primary won't be granted extra time to get in on the election. Still, speaking Monday night, LaRose acknowledged the right to set the date of an election rests with the legislature, but he insisted delay was necessary.
Obviously, we can't stand here and tell people over 65 that they should stay at home and at the same time tell Ohioans that they should come out to vote.
House Speaker Larry Householder wants the General Assembly to move the election date, quote, legally, when representatives return. In a memo to lawmakers, he wrote, quote, no Ohio voter should ever wonder when they will have the opportunity to exercise their right to vote. Separately, Senate President Larry Obhoff emphasized his readiness to work with the governor and Secretary of State. For congressional candidate Morgan Harper, delay seems like the right course. The Democrat is in the midst of a primary challenge against Joyce Beatty, who has held the deep blue 3rd congressional seat since 2013. Last week, Harper began calling on state officials to extend the deadline for returning absentee ballots amid last-minute polling location changes and broader health concerns.
That involves some confusion about just the information about how to continue to vote, but also this being an unprecedented health threat and folks trying to figure that out. That was something that we were trying to bring attention to, that this could impact people's ability to turn out, and that didn't seem like a fair position to put people in.
In a statement, Beatty touted her vote to provide $8.3 billion in emergency COVID-19 funding and emphasized the need for balance. I have always said, she wrote, we must put health and safety first, as well as preserving the right to vote. In the primary to face off against Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, the 3 Democrats in the contest issued statements with a range of responses. Mike Larson focused on the need for access to absentee voting. Jeff Seitz said the delay was necessary, but it was mishandled, creating, quote, chaos and confusion. The sharpest rebuke came from Shannon Freshour, who accused Secretary LaRose of disenfranchising voters and said the delay was, quote, a culmination of that effort, wrapped around a public health crisis. With the election up in the air, for now, I asked Harper what she was doing to keep herself busy during social distancing.
Nothing fun, no streaming recommendation. Honestly, have not gotten there yet. I am pausing a little bit, resting. Resting is in order for sure. And, you know, just taking a little bit of a breath from what's been a quite busy 9 months.
A number of court cases have been filed in response to state officials putting off Election Day. State lawmakers plan to be back in session next week and will consider what comes next. Nick Evans, WOSU News.